So today we are asked to discuss about Sri Damodar Ashtakam. Sri means beauty or opulence. Damodar Ashtak, 8 verses glorifying the Krishna's pastime. Krishna being bound by Mother Yashoda, bound by the rope, Krishna's udar, dam means rope, udar means belly. Externally this means it has got full of meaning, and our acharyas gave so many explanations, but I just tell whatever I know, but I know it has got deep meaning. So please forgive me. So he said, Namami Sarang Sat Chidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. Namami Isharam. Isharam means the Lord. Isharam means the Lord. Namami Sharam. That open English book, as my Sanskrit knowledge goes, Namami Sharam. Satchit Ananda Rupam. The Lord's form is Sat, eternal, Chit, full of knowledge, spiritual, and Ananda, as you know, Rupam, that is His form. I pay obeisance to the Lord who has got a form, embodiment of existence, knowledge, and ananda. Lasat kundalam. He has got a makar kundal. Lasat kundalam. Please. Whose shark-shaped earrings. Earrings are swimming to and fro. The Acharya says, actually in the spiritual world, everything is conscious, everything is personal. When Prabhupada was here, he will go for a walk, and devotee asked Prabhupada, this dusk is different from other parts outside Braj? Prabhupada said, yes. What is? Prabhupada said, this dust is spiritual, yes. As the sadhu is advanced, this dust he can take, smear his body, eats. But we should act according to our faith though. You can smear and roll depending on devotee's surrender and realization. Don't mind to do anything. So, shak-shaped earrings, swinging. Actually, they are blessed. They had the chance to serve Krishna. Actually, they become more beautiful when they are going to serve. Though Krishna is the most beautiful, but being association with Krishna, in serving, they become more beautiful than usual they are. That is the Acharya says. And they are in ecstasy, because they are serving, they have the opportunity to serve Krishna. So they are like a singing and dancing. They are also moving. Who is beautifully shining in divine realm of Gokul. Gokula. You know, everything of Krishna, many things are related to go. This, we know, the cow is very dear to Krishna. So that Krishna wants, though his name is Krishna, but he likes it more that his name is related to his devotee. The cows are, they give milk much, so nourishing, it's considered like a nectar. The cow. cows are very dear to Krishna. And so where he lives, that is what's called Gokula, where a lot of cows, Gokula, full of cows. And also called Goloka, the same thing, Goloka, where the abode of cows, Goloka. And many other, the great devotee's name is associated with his name, and he likes when he's called with those names. Then he's named Krishna, who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokula, who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from the swing. Mother Yashoda knows, so that it is beyond his reach, they put ceiling, hanging some string, and they put, it's a motka, that means earthen pots, and fill them. This is common in India from Krishna's time, then on still people do, kids do this thing. And they treat, mother treat the son like that, bind. During the butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from the swing. But kids have got intelligence, as Krishna showed with his other friends, put either seats or udukhal, is a mortar, you know, wooden. You see still now in Vrindavan there, the ladies in other parts of India also stick, they grind things, maybe haldi, maybe rice, maybe wheat, anything. So there is a, where there is a will, there is a way. So the kids, they do, and what to speak of Krishna? He knows everything. He is doing and stealing. Actually, he increases the bliss of his great devotee by stealing. Actually, they like it. They apparently, seeing they are very disturbed with Krishna stealing all these things. And this is the Lord's pastime. And they don't know He is God. Even Mother Yashoda, and he asks, open your mouth. And Krishna opens and shows He is not a son, He is the Supreme Lord. Within His belly, all universes, mouth. But she sometimes thinks, maybe this is the illusory energy of the Lord working, not His son. Showing. This is the beauty of one is vidhi bhakti, which you are doing, following rules and regulation, and one is which is called oisharja. Oisharja means he is the supreme personality of Godhead. We should be with fear and reverence serving. But Krishna can be conquered with that. He'll be conquered with somebody chastising him. Mayavadi, which they want to become God, Prabhupada said, but Krishna make his devotee greater than God, who can even chastise God, like Mother Yashoda, like Father Nanda Maharaj. They are so great devotees, they accept, God accept them as father and mother, uncle, auntie, tying them up, asking, Krishna, bring my wooden slippers. And Krishna seems to be a little boy, he is trying to push it, he can hardly pick it up, and but then somehow or other, after a long effort, he picks it up and puts it on his mouth, puts it on his head, and going towards, and this scene gives so much joy to Nanda Maharaj and others. Just like ordinary in the world, we see that people enjoy. Actually, originally everything is done by Krishna. Butter, break the butter, is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda. So we say Kunti Devi, when he saw that, she could see that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, though she is auntie. But since she is auntie, she saw when Krishna was a little boy. you might have seen or heard. So she finds it very bewildering how he, being the God, even fear personified, is afraid of him. Whereas Supreme Personality of Godhead is always Supreme Personality. But in the form of a little boy, even he is scared of his mother, who is a great devotee, Yashoda. And so it is bewildering. Actually, everything of Krishna is bewildering to people. But the devotees, the great acharyas, find the meaning and relish it and explain everything. To us, who ran after him with greater speed to Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, the great yogis, jnanis, they can meditate, they try to just have a glimpse of those perform so much austerities, penances, just to have a little glimpse, a momentary, of the Lord for this. I still cannot. Whereas Mother Yashoda is running after that little Krishna. And Krishna, when he sees his mother exhausted completely, allow her to catch. Others cannot catch. Why? Because they have no devotion. So Krishna said, yoginam upi sarvesham madgatina antaratma saddhavan bhajate jomam. Saddhavan bhajate jomam svame jukta tamo mata. So we have got different level of consciousness. Somebody in the rag mark, somebody in the vidhi mark. Prabhupada asked us to practice this vidhi mark. Simply by practicing vidhi mark of devotional service, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, savanam kirtanam Vishnu saranam. Archanam bandhanam sakha dasya atmanivedanam. According to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, as you go on doing, without our knowledge we will enter into from vidhi marga, doing, following rule regulation, come to spontaneous affection, love for Krishna. Just as you are doing many years, many devotees, spontaneously rule regulation he follows. He doesn't have to force himself and forget his bodily comforts. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In his song expressed how from vidhi marg gradually enter into spontaneous loving devotional service to Krishna. So we can learn this from the our acharyas, who is got this thing from disciplic succession. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught it. He highly appreciated Brajavasi's devotional service, a spontaneous loving service to Krishna. To the Goswamis. Goswami showed us the ideal way how to, feeling separation from Krishna, render service to him, and easiest way to develop spontaneous love for Krishna, which is dormant within all of us. This is Gaudiya method. Coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Prabhupada said, you have got this Damodara stock, which you have to follow Goswami devotional service, which is shown how the Goswamis are serving in Vipralambas, feeling separation, and highly appreciate the highest one of these, Mother Yashoda's devotion for Krishna, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, especially Mother Yashoda. It is appreciated. he is highly spoken by the other acharyas, that who can be so fortunate like Mother Yashoda, neither it means Lakshmi Devi, nor other great devotees. They had a position exalted like Mother Yashoda, who could bind her son Krishna. But it is not true. Definitely, it is by prema bhakti which you are aspiring. Just this morning in the class, Guru Puja, we always say, prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinashayat. We have prema bhakti, definitely we will be free from maya. Prema bhakti jaha hoite, if we attain this prema bhakti, the love Mother Yashoda has for Krishna, little, you can get that, you can get it by the mercy of Mother Yashoda. So every day we should glorify this Mother Yashoda's binding Krishna with a love and affection, which the great yogi is the greatest in, even in the speed of mind they can go, but far, far away that world of Goloka Vrindavan. But the devotee, premanjara churita bhakti vilochana, devotee has got love for Krishna, who has within the heart, Prabhupada said, in the heart's transcendental television, he can see the pastime of Krishna, Mother Yashoda, how he is trying to bring her son within her control. Though he is ajita, he can be conquered, but he is called bhaktabaddha, somewhere else said. By bhakti, by loving service, one can conquer. Yogis are trying with their senses to control, trying to control their senses, but artificially. The devotees trying to control their senses. How? By using the senses in the loving service of Krishna, giving up all their sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. If we give up all our false ego, I am this, I am that. No. Tatparatera nimara, engage in ourselves in loving devotional service, using all our senses, from mind, body and whatever sense we have got, everything. That is what the Brajavasis give. Their body, their life, their soul, their belongings, their near and dear, everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Now when gradually we do that is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. He said, Manasa deha geha jo kuchu mora. My mind, my body, my family, my house, everything. Whatever I consider is I and mine. My dear darling, Nanda Kishore, little Krishna, I give it at your lotus feet. Simply as a manager, I take care of your things. So, je dine grihe bhajana dekhi, the day I see that everything is used in the service of Krishna, at once I see my house become like Goloka Vrindavan, they say. And this way you see, those who are our householders, how Prabhupada say, make their house like a temple. Ideal case, Prabhupada say. As far as Brahmachari Sannyasi, their lifestyle is divine. They'll go for preaching outside, forgetting their bodily comfort. It is necessary, time to time, to charge the battery of devotional service. Come to the temple to chant, dance in front of the deity. But everybody can get this thing, what Mother Yashoda has got. Only thing we have to, Prabhupada said, qualify ourselves. It is open to everybody, anybody, anybody. Only thing is, everybody may not be able to do it in one life, but it is open. Only thing, we have to qualify. That Prabhupada was telling one, some person outside, maybe scientist or distinguished man, he is saying, how come it is open to everybody, everybody can, but still cannot? Person, no, no. Cannot because we don't see everybody has to qualify. Nobody may try with all sincerity, with all seriousness, with all strength. Why? Because they don't have that strong desire. Many of us trying, rendering devotional service, exactly what Prabhupada said. But maybe we can ask, where is our attachment? As long as you have got attachment to this body and bodily relation, we have not tasted the real sweetness of Krishna consciousness, which is ocean of nectar. Devotion is an ocean of nectar. This ocean has got no beaches like material world's ocean. Neither it has got any bottom. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami told it in his in his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in other prayers, Rudantam Muhunyatra Jugam Mrijantam Karambhaja Jugmayena Satanka Netram Muhus Sakampa Tirekhanka Kanta Sthita Graiva Damodara Bhakti Bhattam. Damodara is Bhakti Bhattam. Damodara can only be bound by Bhakti. And the word meaning of Bhakti, Prabhupada says, Bhakti means, anybody? Devotional service. In ISKCON, I know. If somebody does not serve, simply say, I'll tell one story. Once in one dham, not Vrindavan. Authority says to the founder Acharya Prabhupada, he is like a cassia's clay, big, strong. But he is always staying in the Goshala as if the cows he is taking care of. Krishna, cows are very dear, he stays with the cows. But when he call him, Prabhu, can you do this service? He said, Ami malaya bosechi, I am absorbed in meditation of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Seems like he is doing 64 rounds or 3 lakhs. God knows. That is Paramahansa stage. Of course, that is our goal. Paramahansa means he is beyond rule, regulation. He doesn't have to follow. It's the highest stage. Hamsa means milk and water mixed. And Hamsa, he can take the extract the milk portion. That means in this world, who can extract only things related to Krishna and give up everything? He is Paramahansa stage. A sannyasi goes kutichak, bahudhak, pravrajak, Paramahansa. And it's pure. So in Satya Yuga there was a race called Hamsa. That means they are all God conscious. Then they become little, not so Krishna conscious, doing sinful activity, Treta Yuga. So accordingly things were happening. They don't live 100 years, thousands years. They live only 10,000 years, then more, 75%, then 50% only Krishna conscious, other rest. No. So they are living only 1,000 years, then less, and become 100 years now, Kali Yuga. But still, we are fortunate in this Kali Yuga, Kale Dose Nidrajan, full of so many defects. But there is one good thing in Kali Yuga, simply by chanting, Prabhupada said, simply by association of devotees, pure devotees, and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Wonderful description, each verse says, but Prabhupada says, just stick to, everything is in my book. So we'll tell what Prabhupada taught us. It is in Krishna book there, Krishna's Dham Vandhan Lila, pastime. And he said, in this time, Kartik, we should all meditate on that. How to conquer the heart of God, bring God under control, simply by hearing and chanting every day how Mother Yashoda, greatest devotee of the Lord Krishna, how bring Krishna under control. Krishna, seeing mother, so much she is trying to bind. She took up a ribbon from her, tried to bind. Again another. Every time she tried, he can't make knot. So we are also trying to please Krishna. Again and again, difficult. Two fingerless. It's very meaningful. Our acharya says it's very meaningful. Why two fingers? Other gopis are coming, seeing that this boy, whatever he does, something extraordinary power he must have got. Gargacharya says it's like Narayan. But they forget Narayan. Krishna or mother, Yashoda, Krishna's mother, or Nanda Baba, don't all these things care. They rather like Krishna as their son. They don't care, whatever other may say. The son is wonderful. He is protective and giving so much joy to all the Brajavasis. They love Krishna more than their body, their near and dear ones, their family members, their belongings, everything there. But they can sacrifice everything just for Krishna. We can learn so much from them. From this, how much we have got developed like that. Little bit, Prabhupada said, you can have. Little bit, you can become a grain of dust. You can have a pinch of that. What the Brajavasi's mood is. Definitely will achieve perfection and go back to Krishna. There is no doubt about it, Prabhupada said. No doubt. So, we should know what we are lacking, and accordingly, again and again, we read, reflect, and be, what is called, introspective, what I am doing, why I am not progressing. Simply reading this again and again, and discussing, we can know and make progress for devotional service. So it says, seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, he is crying and rubbing his eyes, lotus-like eyes, which has got mascara, black kajal, and he's with his eye water, this is mixed up and all painted, his eyes looks more beautiful than usually his sin. Again and again, with his two lotus-like hands. Why is it lotus-like? Because in this world, Prabhupada said, there are so many things there, but most beautiful thing is lotus. So Krishna cannot be compared with anything. But still, so the best thing can be the only comparison, that Krishna's hand is like a lotus. When Krishna opens his mouth, his teeth are like a little pearls. Look like. Sometime, Mother Yashoda shows, when he see they are churning the yogurt for Krishna to make butter, and Krishna and Balaram seeing the cups, the naughty boy, their crawling started. Mother liked seeing son is crawling, Krishna and Balaram. Suddenly they go towards the cow shed and catch some roaming around the cups, catch hold of the cups, the tail with bushes of hair, and the cubs, out of fear, start running, and they slide along the cow dung and mud. And Mother Yashoda and Rohini sees and shows other, look, the fun. And who is there? Smeared with dust and cow dung, all this. To Mother Yashoda and Rohini and other, the gopis, it looks Krishna more beautiful. Though to others it may be dirty, all these things, but to them it's more beautiful. Why? Because they have the loving affection for their son. His eyes are filled with fear. The necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with the three lines, like a conch shell, it is said, is one who has got three lines, like a conch shell. Conch shell is very fortunate. Any person, any man, woman having this is very fortunate. So saying that. And every person has got some, this is called, there is a book where it is all written. Yeah, a great personality, a symptom, he is His waist is very slender, hips big, his leg, lip is very big, his hands are as long as touching his, called elbow, knee. That means sign of, and his shoulders are very broad, eyes are dark, full with hair. Krishna has got all these things. Prabhupada says his Guru Maharaj has got many of these symptoms. And Krishna under his leg, he has got in his, what is called, lower the soul, they have got all marks of God. God has got mark, all these things. And each mark, a devotee, if you meditate, very meaningful. It protects you from this, kankar, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, lusty desire, this, that, all these things. Everything about God have got very meaningful, why he has got all these things. That I know. Though even seeing this thing, Mother Jashoda, Nanda Baba, all cowherd boys, girls, they sometimes know he's as good as God, if not at least demigod, he's doing superhuman activity, but still they forget seeing his all activities, which is very wonderful. They want to have him as Krishna is I, Krishna is mine, I am Krishna's servant, I am supposed to serve. That is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. We have got I and mine to temporary things, and we turn into I and mine into I, Krishna's servant, and mine is Krishna is mine. That is perfection. Right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book, a conclusion, concluding last page towards the end, after telling so many philosophies, after telling about how to chant with humble state of mind, thinking himself most fallen, like that. At last, he is saying this thing. And then, like a conchel, here, we said our acharya, every mother, when the child cries, father, mother, to them, though it is crying, sometimes it may be for them, they find the crying and sometimes fear. Krishna hiding, looking at where mother is there. He's coming. Maybe without knowledge of Krishna, don't think that Krishna is God now. Without knowledge of Krishna, Mother Jashoda is looking. She is also hiding so that Krishna cannot see him. And it's so sweet. And Mother Jashoda is saying, when he's smiling, he is also very beautiful, has no comparison. And when he is in fear of Mother Jashoda, looking where Mother Jashoda is hiding, when she is coming or not. But Mother Jashoda, without the knowledge of Krishna, seeing that face of Krishna, his eyes, fearful eyes. But Mother Jashoda, still it is very pleasing to her. She is her fearful eyes of her son. It is natural for a mother to her father to enjoy this thing. Our acharya says like read somewhere. He is shaking. But again, she thinks in fear, when she catches Krishna, in fear Krishna's tears almost coming. So Mother Jashoda, sometime acharya said, this is not good. She is terrified with me. She throws the sticks. The sticks so that he doesn't think that she will beat him. Because of his quick breathing due to crying sometimes, the little boy and Krishna exactly acts. Prabhupada said, all Krishna acts like ideal baby or a child, how he should be, that Krishna is showing. Exactly, an exchanging, loving exchange, when Krishna could understand that even the flowers of mother's Jashoda's braid in India, the girls make plait of their hair nicely and then put flower, whether it is South India or North, at least some occasion they will be doing, sometimes every day. Maybe sometime their beloved ones make it privately. Krishna also used to do that to his beloved ones. He'll do that. And though now Krishna is very little boy, Mother Jashoda and Mother Jashoda running, she's perspiring, middle also, and shall clothes, sarees becoming loose, because I was breathing heavily after catching Krishna. Then Krishna is seeing, so much he is trying to tie up Krishna. Again, again, as many ribbons he can take from her, then from the house, some say, even from other gopis, bring as many. And gopi is hearing, sometimes she is crying to call her other mother who could be compassionate and ask not to tie her, tie him, so that mother doesn't. Sometimes child call that, others, grandmother and other call, so that mother cannot. And they are not coming, maybe cannot hear. If gopis could hear, sometimes they come. They know Krishna can do wonderful all things. He has got, must have some mystic powers, that thing. If every time he does something which is beyond their comprehension, but they forget, sometimes they think, maybe a demigod or something. But mother thinks, no, no, it has nothing to do with my son. Maybe God some power acting on him, like that. But she cannot think of anything other than he is her beloved son. So it is her duty to chastise him, bind him, give him punishment. And sometimes mother and son have got talk, he will say, you are a thief. And he will say, no, I am not thief. Your father is thief. I said, mother's father's family, they have got name, Chor Ghosh or something, which means also thief. And Krishna will tell like that, my father's mother is not thief. He will fight with his mother in argument. And this is very sweet, of course. I don't remember all. Little what I remember, I am telling from the scripture. But mother won't listen, all these things. You are a thief. I know. You didn't steal. And Krishna sometime hide his mouth and wipe it out, the butter he took. You stole? No? You look? His mother knows this rascal is telling lies. So this is very sweet with mother and son conversation. But the devotees enjoy this. Miss Mother Yashoda, the great devotee, trying to chastise her son, and the son revolting, no, I didn't steal butter. The who broke? And Krishna will give some excuse that he didn't break, some other argument. And mother cannot sometime what is called? Cut off the argument. Mother Yashoda cannot. Krishna is so expert in telling lies and substantiating his statement. He'll argue with his mother, no. But mother won't listen. He said, no, you did. Said, then see your face. And Krishna turn his face and wipe it out the butter and say, you see? Like that. The acharya says, and the devotees simply discussing this, they get so much delight between Mother Yashoda and a great devotee and Krishna, what is going on. By showing the glance of mercy, and he's saying, your glance, pleased. He said, oh Lord, please, be pleased upon me by showering your glance of mercy upon me. Deliver this poor ignorant fool. That means Satyavrata Muni is telling himself, I am a fool who is immersed in ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes. That means devotee try to envision this Mother Yashoda and Krishna's this pastime of just trying to bind. And sometimes the great devotees, unless somebody is great, he cannot have association with Krishna. We know our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom he accepted as guru, is Isharpuri. Isharpuri's guru was Madhavendra Puripad. He actually come to know he is a tree in the spiritual world. But everything there, though it is Santa Rasa in Vrindavan, everybody has the attitude, how to serve Krishna, how to serve. How Krishna, though it is in a passive mood, how to serve Krishna? How? Let Krishna come here, take my fruits, take shelter under the shade when the scorching rays in Vrindavan. Take some flowers and make garland for Radharani, or Radharani for Krishna and the gopis. Or take some fruit and Krishna enjoys and give it to his friends. When Krishna is raining, Krishna will go in the caves, take shelter of Giriraj. Today is Giriraj Govardhan Purikrama. Giriraj used to have so many caves to give shelter. When Krishna is found it's raining and thundering, Krishna will enter in some caves with other cowherd boys, taking some fruits from the tree, he will be tasting and giving others, nice, other Madhu Mangal and others, yeah, give me some, and he will be tasting, only thing. Thus Giriraj is called Sevak Varja. In Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna, many devotees mention as Sevak, but three are mentioned specifically. One is Maharaj Yudhishthira is considered one great devotee among Sevak. Another is Uddhava, one of the greatest devotees of the Lord. But among them all is Giriraj. So the great devotee said, "Oh my Lord, give me the shelter at the lotus feet of Giriraj, greatest devotee." By his association, we can also make advancement. More than that, somebody think how I can send. See, down by the side of Radha Kun, that is of course very difficult. Even Narad Muni cannot. Pancha Pandav did and achieve perfection. It is sight of the Radha Kunda means, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, not going to Radha Kunda and seeing the lake and I think I am near Radha Kunda. No. It is the mood the Radharani serves Krishna, that is the Radha Kunda. The mood of Radharani's service to Krishna. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, that he'll go there, or Acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, stay for some time, do bhajan, and again come. So these things have so many deep meaning and our Acharya is churning this and give the nectar. That is from the ocean, churning nectar is coming. These things only Acharya knows and relish. But if you are sincere, want to develop love for Krishna, love and devotion, do this again and again, maybe Lord will reveal. As Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. If you read this, Prabhupada himself is reading his book. We heard many times. Devotee go inside, Prabhupada, you read your book. Yes. Nobody reads his book. Once read, and then leave and start reading, writing another book. Prabhupada said, again and again devotee saw Prabhupada reading it. Prabhupada said, it is not I wrote it, I am just an instrument. It is all written by Krishna. Simply read this book, Krishna, you will definitely become Krishna conscious. Sometimes it said to others, even one chapter, even one page, even one line, if you need, you can become Krishna conscious completely. So we can see how much jewel, just the ocean, is called Nidhi. It's called the pool of jewels, Ratnakar. Ratnagar, Ratnagarbha. That means it has got so many jewels. But we have to dive deep. It is very, very deep. So Prabhupada said, bhakti also, according to the Lord, is rahasam, Rajavidya. It is the king of all knowledge. Rajagujam, most confidential. Pavitram idam uttamam pratyakhagamam. One can directly experience unlimited joy provided we render with love and devotion and can experience, realize Krishna full of ananda. Just Mother Yashoda. So we can have little bit, we can become a grain of dust of Mother Yashoda's feet. We can achieve perfection. By her mercy we can get prema bhakti. No more maya. No more maya. Abhidya vinase jate. If somebody attain that, no more abhidya, no more nescience. Will be never be overcome. By shouting again, so devotees are simply meditating on this thing. Ananda kunde, they're immersed in a kunda. Kunda we know we go to. This kunda, that kunda, Radha kunda, Sam kunda, Sakhi kunda, Ashta Sakhi kunda, Govinda kunda. This is also kunda. What is kunda? Kunda of ananda, spiritual bliss. We can see here, everyday chanting, people are coming from all parts of India or maybe other places. They have started dancing here. You see, they have started dancing. Why they are dancing? They are going to other places, maybe no chanting, dancing. Simply big, maybe temple, so many people coming. Here, Prabhupada started. Prabhupada says, my Radha Damodar temple, to one of his disciples, he said, this is the hub of the spiritual world. What is spiritual world? Where devotees are 24 hours chanting, dancing. This is ISKCON. So only fool will leave ISKCON. Only fool will leave ISKCON. Prabhupada said, everything is there in ISKCON. You don't have to read any other books, any other temple to go. Simply stay in our temple, follow Prabhupada's instruction. This is ISKCON. What else you have to do? Everything is there, Prabhupada's book. All your questions, answers is there. We have to have ideal question, of course. This is a great tirtha for us. Rupa Goswami did his sadhana, bhajan. Bhajan kutir there. His samadhi there. You pray there. You pray there. Prabhupada's samadhi here. You pray. You will get everything, anything spiritual. All your problems will be solved. But we have to qualify. We should know how to cry for that. We are crying for, unfortunately, something else. I don't want to mention. You can ask ourselves. So many things. And maybe running for this seva now 9 o'clock. Do you want me to deprive you for that? I don't want. But at the same time, I have to follow the authority. I don't know what to do, I am also bewildered. But this is what Prabhupada says. You should be so eager and relish Krishna Katha, because Krishna Katha is Krishna. Krishna Prasad is Krishna. But if we do Prasad Seva, Krishna Katha Seva, Nam Seva, then you can realize it. But if we do Prasad Bhajan, Bhajan, then case is different. Of course, in the beginning we have to do Bhajan. Then you think, why he wrote Prasad Seva? That is meaningful. Why is it Prasad Seva? Is it for Krishna's pleasure we are doing? For our pleasure? If I am singing, purpose is not for the pleasure of Krishna, something else, then we may not relish Krishna Bhakti. But if it's for the pleasure of Krishna, then you can relish Krishna. That is the subtle difference. That is the subtle difference. I don't know all these things, but I read other places, so many wonderful things, explanation. Kuberatma jau baddha mrittu ki murtaiva jadvat tayamuchitau bhakti bhajau kritau cha tatha prema bhaktim sakamme prajaccha namokse graho mesti Damodareha. O Lord Damodar, O one Krishna who is bound by rope around your belly. So we pay obeisance, the Acharya say, to the rope itself which is binding. But actually it is not the rope, it is a rope of love. But unfortunately we have got rope of love, or maybe something else we want to enjoy. That is why that rope we cannot see. See, but if we become Sastra Chakshus, Acharya Chakshus, the way our Acharya is showing, give me a chair, this is so nice. Then you can see, had a little glimpse, somebody is inside a tunnel of the material world, and suddenly there is a little aperture hole, he sees another world, beautiful Kalpa Vriksha, Krishna playing his flute. Balaram with them. The other, Sidam, Sudam, Vasudam. Krishna is playing flute, calling.
Shamoli, Daboli, Kasturika, Ganga, Jamuna.
And the cows pulling their tail up, running towards Krishna, running towards Balaram. And Krishna Balaram blowing sometimes buffalo horn, calling them, sometimes playing his flute. The gopis working with, they're enchanted, where from it is coming. And the Jamuna is flowing, moving objects suddenly, frozen. And those who are solid, Govardhan, started melting. Lord Shiva, though he's sitting with Parvati, great Vaishnavi, and she says, is it my husband? Why? He has got blue, his neck here, changing into white. How simply hearing Krishna's sound of Krishna's flute. So you can see, and Prabhupada giving us Krishna book, turn the pages, you can see, you are opening the curtain of the window and see the spiritual world. We are so fortunate. Prabhupada gave us spiritual world, but if we are blind with material sense gratification. So on our acharya says, Vishayo charya kabe shuddha habe mana kabe hama herava Sri Vrindavana. The opulence of Vrindavan, opulence of Krishna's sweet pastimes. When I will see, when my heart, there is no speck, iota of desire, material desire, sense gratification, the washed off completely, then you can see the spiritual world. Now full of something, maybe desire, so many things, either subtle or gross there. So you are not seeing. Maybe somebody is seeing, is fortunate, we become free from. Doesn't matter where from is coming. If he hold tightly the lotus feet of Nityananda or his representative, Mother Janava, and the representative Sadguru, following his instruction, completely surrender, then by his mercy, by following him, আর কবে নিতাই চাঁদের করুণা হইবে. When Nityananda, when I know that Radharani or Nityananda Prabhu is showering his mercy, সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুচ্ছ হবে. সংসার বাসনা, সংসার মিন মেটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স, এনি মেটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স, হোয়াট এভার দ্য ডিজায়ার উই হ্যাভ. Very beautiful wife, handsome hero husband. So many, please forgive me, because I am telling some. Don't think we are Kali Yuga, we are not also ideal. Trying to become. Janam, I have got many, many followers, as many as I can. Following me. Janam, Sundas. Huge wealth, nobody can control me. Kavitam, first class, in well versed in scripture and explain, I'm famous. Even mukti, no. Only unadulterated devotional service, life after life. Like Chaitanya Mahapushpaya, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, ma jagadisho kamaye. My Lord, I don't want it. Even life after life, I don't want to go back to Godhead, giving five types of mukti. No. Simply want to serve you. Because this is pure devotee. Maybe here some pure devotee there, we don't know. Recognize. See. But somebody must be. Prabhupada was there, if you follow Prabhupada. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, in my society, I have got so many followers, thousands coming, 10,000 maybe, something like that, in Parikrama. But if I can make a single one pure devotee, I will consider my movement is perfect. I achieve perfection. I am satisfied. So Prabhupada also said like that. If I can make some pure, but we have to make followers, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, we have to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are making as many as Hare Krishna man in our society. So many are expert leaders, making as many people as possible, bring them to Krishna consciousness. At a great risk though, unless we are completely engaged, we can be affected if they are not following strictly. And Prabhupada said, why you are suffering? Prabhupada, so many this, that. Prabhupada said, I have got some fault. No, no, you don't have fault. Same thing Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was told. My fault is, what is your fault? My fault is, many are unqualified, still I gave them initiation. I gave them initiation. And they promise in front of fire, in front of Narayan, in front of all the Vaishnav, I'll follow this, this, this. But maybe most of them are not following at point. Some acharya say 80% of them are breaking four regulative principles. What can be done? So we have got a great responsibility of taking initiation. It's not just Ong Bong Sah, but finish chutti, now whatever I like I can do. Then somebody has to suffer. That is what is happening. But if you read this, now Krishna said, in scripture we find Krishna said, anybody, this month of Kartik, come to Vrindavan, come to Mathura, and render devotional service, he'll be unlimitedly get spiritual benefit. Unlimited spiritual. So everybody should try to come in this Damodar Vrata, Urja Vrata time, and read this and meditate on it. Try to realize. Also do other service, just as you are doing, coming to Mangalati, listening Harikatha, going to Parikrama today. I thought today everybody has gone to Parikrama. Nobody will be here. They asked me, I said, no, nobody will be here. Doesn't matter, come. But I couldn't think of so many devotees still roam around here where there is a, what shall I say, kumbh of the honey, hub. There, here is Radharani. Some Kripalu say he is making a temple, maybe trying to, I think, see, I am a rival of ISKCON, a wonderful temple. I must say, this temple looks very wonderful, with all marbles coming. But here, there is a life. I must say, Prabhupada gave something, which is unparalleled. You go to ISKCON, there are many, many big temples. Anybody come to ISKCON and see, there is life, there is activity, distributing books, chanting, dancing. Anybody come, he is also saturated with that mood. Dancing and chanting. What does it mean? It means they are in ecstasy. They are in ecstasy, of spiritual ecstasy. Why? Because by association of the devotees of ISKCON. So, who is there a fool will leave ISKCON? Please stay in ISKCON. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ecstasy! Prabhupada's oldest of the hunkar and another white elephant too, dancing and ecstasy. What about us? We are not white elephant. But we like it. I'm surprised. Today you are not fasting, but it seems like people like Krishna Katha more than other. Their senses, what they like, is nice. It says, su-su-su-su dadhanasya. If we hear with some, from devotees rendering pure devotional service, if we hear with rapt attention, with love and devotion, we'll definitely develop taste. Just like India, you go to some shop famous for samosa, kachori. You don't go to other shop. You go any parts of India, you take Gol Gappa, crack! Very sound attraction. I saw here, even Vrindavan, crack! And so many girls, ladies, men, one after another. Say 5-6 you lead, maybe 50-60, without this knowledge. The full of juicy water, salty, little sour, but again, there is some potato, there is some chili, there is hot, but that thing, it's so tasty, that heart. So, this is material, but see, even spiritual, we find it so tasty. It means we are getting mercy of Krishna. You are getting mercy of Mother Yashoda's lotus feet. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. May Prabhupada bless you. May Radharani, may Mother Yashoda bless us with the dust of the lotus feet. Thank you very much.